So that's the news of the Republicans. Let's go over now to the Democrats with NPR's Don Gagne, who has been traveling with Barack Obama in Ohio and Michigan. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
What's Senator Obama saying and doing about the storm?
Well, in the past 2 days, he's made three separate public statements about it, either talking to a small group of reporters, the press pool, briefly after an event or after he went to church, as he did yesterday, or as he did last night at a really big rally in Battle Creek, Michigan. Right at the beginning of that speech, he was in an old minor league baseball stadium. Senator Obama said that when he'd been on the bus traveling between these events, he'd been on the phone. Among those, he talked to Secretary of Homeland Security Michael Chertoff. He said he'd been talking to officials on the ground in affected states. Here's what he said last night.
It appears that after the travesty of Katrina 3 years ago, some lessons have been learned, and that the federal government is coordinating effectively with state and local governments to make sure that evacuations are taking place and that people are on the ground ready to provide help and relief to those who may be affected.
So still a reminder of what happened with Katrina 3 years ago. But Senator Obama said he was sending out thoughts and prayers to all of those who were evacuating. He has urged people repeatedly to listen to calls to evacuate, not to try to ride this thing out. He also said it's not the time to think about politics, Democrat versus Republican. And from there, he segued into the rest of his speech by saying this is an example of what America needs more of. People working together to confront problems, in this case, a potential disaster, regardless of whatever political beliefs they hold.
Okay, maybe not the time to talk about politics, but it's unavoidable, of course, if you're a politician and you're running for president. Let's remember that John McCain, along with his new running mate, Sarah Palin, were in Jackson, Mississippi yesterday, not that close to the coast, but in a Gulf Coast state. McCain has to decide if this is a terrible disaster, if he actually wants to give his convention speech from somewhere in the disaster area. That's one of the things we don't know, which raises this question, Don Gagne, about Barack Obama. Is he planning to visit the storm area?
Right now, no, but they are watching very closely how to play this. They know whatever they do is going to be interpreted through a political lens. But what he says right now is to go down into the region would be a disruption. They don't want to distract from the preparation or from anything in any way. As you know, a lot of people are following Senator Obama around as he campaigns, me among them. He says we've got a big tail. We have to be very mindful that we can be disruptive when we drop in someplace. So right now, no plans.
So does he know at all what he's going to be doing in the next few days as Republicans hold their convention and we watch for this storm?
Well, he'll be talking about the storm a lot, but he is essentially reviving an old Democratic tradition. He is in Detroit. He'll be in Detroit today on Labor Day for a speech at the end of the big Labor Day parade that they hold there every year. It's something that traditionally Democratic candidates have done over the years, though not so much recently. So he'll be there. He'll also be at a union hall in Monroe, Michigan.
Okay.
And another big Labor Day parade tonight in Milwaukee.
Thanks very much. That's NPR's Don Gagne. You're getting the latest on Gustav and politics on Morning Edition from NPR News.